Why is good now considered evil and evil considered good? Well, it's because Satan and his followers have now convinced many people in America that the word good and the word nice are the same thing, but they're not. See, good means to do what's right even if that hurts someone's feelings. But nice means to never hurt someone's feelings no matter what they've done. As a result of this twisting, there are now no longer any consequences for someone's immoral actions. Here's the twist, though. It's not just that consequences were taken away. See, now all those pushing their evil agendas have started preaching that since there's no consequences, that must mean that these actions aren't bad. And since they're not bad, they must be good. And since they're good, anyone opposing these acts must be doing it out of hate, because why else would they be opposing something that's not wrong? By preaching being nice instead of being good, discipline is not only not acceptable, it's now called evil. Spanking your child, evil. Telling people to show sexual restraint, evil. Chastising employees with a bad work ethic, evil. And giving a student a bad grade even if his schoolwork is wrong, evil. How dare those teachers hurt his fragile little ego. Quick, find that young man a safe zone. What a joke. See how it's all come about? But to complete their lie, their twisting of right and wrong couldn't stop with people. Now God is no longer called a good God. He's a nice God. And since he's a nice God, he'd never judge anyone and certainly wouldn't send anyone to hell. He wants everyone to get along and play nice, not hurting anyone's feelings. So all those mean, rotten people preaching against homosexuality or transgenders can't possibly be from God. Therefore, these haters must be from the devil. You see how it's all working out here? It's time to forget about people's self-esteem, the all-about-me attitude, and start demanding self-worth. What is my value to others? Just as gold gains value when it's refined in fire to burn out all the impurities, so people gain value by getting out all of their impurities through discipline. And discipline only happens when there's a strong sense of being good, regardless of whose feelings get hurt. It's time, folks, for good to once again become good, and evil to once again become evil.